Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is intra-workout drinks. So recently, someone new to the gym asked me, why do you always drink milk when you work out? And usually this question is more of a statement, kind of like mixed with astonishment and disgust, rather than an actual question. But I answered them with, because it helps me get bigger. To which they said, how so? And thus the idea for this podcast was born. So I talked about intra-workouts before in podcasts in the past, but figured it might be a good topic all on its own and kind of bring up fresh. So the idea of an intra-workout drink, so obviously that means you're drinking calories while you're working out, is to provide the body with nutrients that it needs as you're using them. So this would be kind of like if you could drive your car while having it connected to the gas pump. So the fuel being burned would be replaced as you used it. This idea sounds good in theory when it comes to the body, because if you provide the body with what it needs right when it needs it, you can lessen the severity of the deficit that the training creates on the body, which lessens the damage to the body and improves, or kind of like lessens the recovery needs. So you're actually getting a little bit of recovery while you actually train. So therefore, you don't have to use as much time or as much food or anything else to recover. So that can help you kind of be able to work out more often, and it can actually help you be able to work out more intensely as well. So those are kind of some side benefits. So I wanted to kind of go through this by breaking it down into individual goals, like reasons why people are training, and then how they would base their intra-workout drink around those goals. So the first category here is kind of bodybuilding and powerlifting. And for powerlifting, we're talking about like muscle development. So part of powerlifting is trying to get bigger muscles. Now, if you're limited to a weight class, you probably aren't trying to get bigger muscles. You're just trying to get stronger. But if you do have a bigger muscle goal as a powerlifter, this would apply to you. And then obviously bodybuilders, you all want bigger muscles. So this applies to you as well. And then anybody doing an aesthetic sport, so bikini, fitness figure, men's physique, classic physique, all that stuff. So this is everybody who wants really good muscles. So you want to build muscle or keep the muscle you have while staying lean. So intra-workouts are freaking great for all of these goals. And these would be the main reasons why people use intra-workout drinks. So the idea is that you drink a mixture of fast-digesting carbs to provide easy, quick calories that'll give you energy for the workout, allowing you to have maximum intensity and maybe even longer duration of your workouts, along with adding some protein to that drink, so your muscles are being, as you work out, your muscles get broken down and torn apart. So either your body would use the protein from the drink rather than tearing the muscle apart if it was unrelated to the way you're training, like what you're training, or the muscles that you are training, that you are breaking down, can have the necessary building blocks from the protein you're consuming to fix and repair them as they're being broken down. So protein gets broken down into amino acids. So you'll hear sometimes people talk about adding branched chain amino acids to their drinks rather than saying protein, but that's pretty much what it is. It's just a building blocks of protein. So I truly believe the benefits of intra-workouts are absolutely important when you're wanting maximum muscle mass. And it's for all the reasons we just said above. But also, if you consume calories, more calories during your workouts to aid in your recovery, you don't need to eat as many calories away from your workouts to aid in recovery. And that'll help you reduce the amount of excess calories you have at other times of the day, which will allow you to stay at a leaner body fat level as you're still growing muscle. So this is very, very important because you can build bigger muscles without being fat. So this is something that I've used a lot in my life because I started my journey being kind of like skinny fat and had belly fat, and I didn't really like being fat, but I also didn't have any muscle. So I had a lot of hard time trying to build muscle without adding to the fat I had, or trying to burn off the fat without losing the muscle that I had. And intra-workout drinks was what helped me crack the code, and it's really what made the biggest difference for me. So I started lifting weights, and I was 165 pounds and kind of skinny fat. Now I'm 270 with like semi-ish visible abs. So I call them FABs, which I stole from a friend of mine named Ronnie. I heard him say that once. I thought it was awesome. He basically said they're fat abs, so fabs. So I like that idea or that concept. So I'm 270 pounds now with fabs. And what's helped me gain over 100 pounds of my body weight but actually be leaner has been these intra-workout drinks. So back when I used to rely on regular meals for recovery, I would either undereat because I was afraid of getting fat, or I'd overeat to try to build the muscle, but then I'd gain more fat. So it was always kind of like a hard balancing act, and I found the intra-workout drinks were the way to balance it. So by drinking more calories during my workout, my body can use those calories to lessen the tearing down on the body, so which lessens the damage created within the workout. And like I said, it helps you lessen how much food you need away from your workout. And that helps a ton to build the muscle you want, but also stay lean. So if you're using an intra-workout as a bodybuilder, or power if you're wanting to build muscle, or figure fitness, all the aesthetic sports. Okay, so I usually use bodybuilder as just a general term, but I do understand people sometimes get fearful if they're not actually a bodybuilder in that class. So we'll just say aesthetic sports. So if you're using an intra-workout for an aesthetic sport, I recommend something with sugar and protein. And if you have workouts that are under 60 minutes, usually like the Gatorade powder is what I use for sugar. So it's very quick, easy digesting sugar. And then whey protein, like a whey isolate protein, which is like minimal fats and carbs with the protein, is totally fine. You don't have to get an isolate because they're usually a little bit more expensive, but you don't want a meal replacement protein that has fats and carbs in it if your workouts are 60 minutes or less. You just want a really quick digesting sugar and a really quick digesting protein. Now, if your workouts are a little bit longer, so maybe you're a powerlifter and your workouts are like 1.5 to 2+ hours, then you want to probably mix something in there that's more, that has some fats in it and more slow digesting carbs. So that way you don't have a crash effect in the middle of your workout when that sugar wears off. And the fat actually helps you sustain the digestion of the sugar throughout your whole workout. And this is actually why I drink whole milk, because whole milk has fats, sugars, and proteins. So it kind of gives me the best of all worlds. So I got the sugar for the energy, the fat to kind of make it sustainable and long lasting, and then the protein to help build and repair my muscles. So you do not have to drink whole milk like me, but if you are awesome, if you want to be as awesome as I am, you can. But you do want to find something if your workouts are 60 minutes or less, quick sugars with quick proteins. If your workouts are over 60 minutes, add some fats in there. And I've used a bunch of different oils and stuff before and used really intricate, overly detailed intra-workout drinks, and then found out that they were just unnecessarily expensive and whole milk was way the hell cheaper. So it doesn't have to be super expensive, okay? So you just want to get some nice, easy, cheap stuff. And we'll go through at the very end what some of those examples might be. The next goal would be CrossFit. So if you have really high intense, kind of short rest period type training that involves you kind of running around like a psycho. So for those people, just having sugar is usually totally fine. So you barely even need the protein. Now you can mix in like branched chain amino acids, which is very, 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 very fast protein. So it basically just goes right in your bloodstream and gets to work. That you can add to your drink if you want to spend the money on it. They're not super expensive, but also if you have short workouts, it's not overly important that you get the protein in there because your workout's so quick and over with. But the sugars in there definitely do help kind of give you more energy. So it's kind of up to you. Sugars, definitely. Branched chain amino acids, optional. So if you're a CrossFit crazy person who wants to build a little more muscle from your training, add the amino acids. If you're not so worried about the muscle, then maybe you can skip it to save some money. And also for these people, it's usually best to just kind of sip on the drink during your workout, so that way you don't have a ton of fluid like sloshing around and feeling too full in your belly. So they can use kind of like Gatorade powder with less fluid and kind of make it more of a concentrated sugar shot. And you can drink more of it kind of like before your training, going into your training, and then just sip on for maintenance energy during the workout. And you can also add salt to the meal before training or even to the drink itself, and that'll help the fluid stay in your muscles. And you won't feel like you have to pee 1,000 times during your workout. Okay? So there's some quick ideas for you. Now, people do use non-liquid sugar options like gummy bears or sugar gels or kind of candy and stuff. And that does give you the sugar, but it doesn't really address any dehydration aspect. So that's one of the other reasons why I like intra-workout drinks is as you're working out, you become dehydrated. So the more fluid you drink, you can battle that. So I have had 16 muscle tears, and I think overwhelmingly almost all of them were somewhat related to dehydration. So I'm a big, big, big advocate for all of my clients is if they're going to use an intra-workout drink that they actually use a liquid, not gummy bears or like soda. Soda is too like chemical based and all that carbonation. You want actual water, like water based stuff. So that'll help the hydration as well as give you the sugar for energy. And kind of the last category we want to think about is fat loss. And this one's a little bit tougher to give advice on as a group or as a mass population because everybody's a little bit different. And so if you think about people who maybe are like 50 plus pounds overweight, so you want to, like, they need to lose 50 or more pounds, like somebody's maybe 100 pounds overweight. Often we actually don't even use an intra-workout drink because typically when they're in that condition, they can't work out very intensely. So they're not really going to have a high energy demand because they can't burn a lot of calories. So you're trying to get them to get in there and get active, but they're not super duper amazingly fit. So they can't burn a lot of calories. Therefore, you don't need to replace a lot of calories. And then also you're trying to send a pretty good shock to the body to try to burn off the stored energy, aka body fat, rather than trying to give them energy. Now, there are caveats to that. And an exception would be, for example, if a person was coming into the workout underfed. So say they work out in the morning and they have no calories whatsoever, then yes, giving them a little bit of sugar, like maybe 20 grams in a drink, can help give them enough energy to get through the training and avoid low blood sugar where they crash and feel awful and they can't even do an actual workout. Another example would be is if they were at work all day and they missed a meal or two, and you're a trainer or you know this in yourself. So if you're this person and you missed a couple meals, don't try to go into your training right after work and think you're going to kill it. If you're completely underfed and you're running your vehicle or you're running your machine on no fuel, you're probably going to feel like crap. So putting in a little bit of fuel, aka a sugary drink, does help. So putting in something, like I said, kind of low, like 20 grams of sugar, it can help prevent like a blood sugar crash and give you more energy. Now, you've got to be very careful. So usually people at 50 plus pounds overweight, they have some issues with food. So with food control. So you don't want to give them too much leeway with a sugary drink because all of a sudden they'll be consuming way more calories than they're actually burning. So you have to keep it very limited, very regimented. And if they express having higher degree of cravings the night of workouts, number one, make sure they're eating enough food throughout the day. They need to be eating all of their meals and make sure they're having enough food. And then number two is if they're over-consuming their intra-workout drink calories, you can lessen those calories, and that'll help prevent some cravings. But first of all, the cravings are probably not coming from the drink, okay? They're probably coming from them being underfed throughout the day. They missed a meal or two, they were under-eating, they maybe had a salad for lunch that had no protein or fats in it. It was just a bunch of rabbit food. So look at their diet first before you blame the intra-workout drink, okay? The next category would be people maybe like under 50 pounds to lose. So they just have like maybe 20, 30 pounds they want to quote unquote clean up. So for these people, you can go ahead and give them like the calories. If they're fit enough to burn a significant amount of calories in their workout, say 200 or more calories in their workout, then go ahead and give them a little bit of sugar. And if you, this is you, so I'm talking as if you're a trainer, but if you are this person, you can go ahead and give yourself some sugar. And again, the reason why is because it gives you just some energy so that way you can train hard and feel good during your training. So if you can give yourself enough energy to maximize your training, you'll maximize your growth and change stimulus, and therefore you're going to get better results than if you were to skip that drink, feel like crap, and not really work out very hard. Okay, so don't be afraid of a little bit of intra-workout drinks and sugars if you're trying to lose weight. It can actually help you lose more weight. And again, the reason why is because you can have better workouts, you can train harder, get a bigger stimulus for change, rather than feeling like death through your training, not training very hard, and not getting a big stimulus. And then also, if you feel like death while you train, you're probably not going to want to keep training. So giving yourself a little bit of energy and make sure you can actually feel good and enjoy your training is a big thing for longevity adherence. Okay, so that's a quick rundown, at least quick to me, of intra-workout drinks based on goals. So you don't have to use Gatorade powder, even though I've said that 1,000 times in here that that's an example I use. You can use any kind of liquid sugar, But like I said, stay away from kind of carbonated fluids like soda. They don't work as well for hydration. So you want like Gatorade, iced tea, fruit drinks, stuff like that. Now, sometimes fruit drinks, the fructose in fruit can give people digestive issues. So maybe they drink their drink and then 5 to 10 minutes later they're in the bathroom. So if that happens to you, avoid fruit and go with more Gatorade or iced tea or that kind of drinks, like Powerade, stuff like that. And again, I have actually had to say this to people is, like non-sugar Gatorade doesn't work because it's non-sugar. So if you're going to drink Gatorade for the sugar, make sure it has actual sugar in it. So I've actually had clients do that, and I would have never guessed to have told them to drink a sugary drink. Like, don't drink a non-sugar drink if you want sugar. So actually drink real Gatorade. And again, usually the fear was they were afraid to not be able to lose weight. So they thought the calorie-free option was healthier, but it doesn't have any sugar, so therefore you're going to get no energy effect. So you're just drinking a non-effective drink, basically. So, but that's some ideas. And then as for protein, whey protein is fine. You don't have to get an isolate, which is usually a little more expensive, but it does help kind of reduce overall calories and get the protein digesting quicker. So if that's a goal of yours, or you can use branched chain amino acids, which are very, very, very quick. So it kind of depends on the length of your workout. If you have a short workout, you can use branched chain amino acids. So say 30 minutes or less kind of workouts. If you have a 60-minute kind of workout, whey protein is fine. If you're over 60 minutes, you want to mix something in with the protein. So that way it kind of digests a little bit slower and can be available throughout the whole workout. And also, I would avoid cheap stuff. So very cheap proteins tend to make you run to the bathroom. That would be like proteins from like grocery stores like Walmart and stuff. They're usually not a very good quality, and they're usually overpriced at other stores. Walmart's dirt cheap. But at other grocery stores, they're usually overpriced for how good they actually are. So if you're looking for a website, bodybuilding.com, so www.bodybuilding.com is a good place to go. And if you're in the local Rock Hill, South Carolina area, please, please, please go to Rock Hill Nutrition and talk to Steve. So Steve Wayman is insanely knowledgeable, and he's who I go to for advice. So for the third of the listeners that are in the South Carolina area, hopefully you're close enough to the Rock Hill area and you can check out Rock Hill Nutrition with Steve. So hopefully this has all helped. Like I said, it's kind of a quick rundown, but maybe it'll give you some food for thought and get you some places to start with some ideas and questioning of what you're doing to make sure you're doing the best for you and getting the best energy levels during your workouts so you can get the best results from your workouts. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. So I love, love, love hearing from you guys because it motivates me and actually lets me know there's real human beings listening. And I want to make sure that this podcast is what you want to learn about. So if there's something you want to learn about, let us know. You can reach out to us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.